The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. And before we left for vacation, I told y'all I was super nervous about driving in a foreign country.
Yeah.
Because I went to Costa Rica for like 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I should
have
been
barely
nervous.
Drive in your first language.
I know.
Yeah.
That's exactly. So I just struggle in my little bubble in general with my day-to-day life because I am forgetful. I'm not a great driver, although I would argue that with my own self that I think I am great.
Mm-hmm.
And
really weird on both sides of the aisle on that issue, aren't
just
you?
So many people have told me I'm a bad driver, so I feel like I should believe them. But deep down, my heart just says, no, you're not. Anyway,
who's the last person that said that? Were they stuck in your windshield?
No, it was all you guys. And I think it was after I like went the wrong way down a road or something. And I think Hot Wings saw me.
I think it was after you remarked how fast it seemed like you were going so much faster than everybody that time you were driving somewhere with Joe and then spun in circles in the middle of the road.
I did almost die that day.
I think that was the time where the feeling of maybe Kelly's a bit erratic driving might have been cemented in brains.
I think it was black ice on the road. It was, mm-hmm. Honestly, I was passing somebody in black
ice. I don't think it's
ice.
About race.
I remember when earlier this year when we both left Freebeer's house at the same time after we had gone on a road trip.
Oh, yeah.
And we were on the highway. Like, I got on the highway, and all of a sudden, vroom, just this, like, streak of lightning passes me, and it's Kelly. And then, like, your lane changes are so quick.
In a
yeah,
Jeep.
So quick.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I could see the body roll from, like, two cars behind you.
And anyway, then, I'm sorry.
And then, poof, you were gone.
You know, I like to get where
sounds
I'm
like the
going.
Jury's still out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's really nice in Costa Rica is I'm the same person. So I like that about me. And so I got this cool little Toyota Rush, which I don't think we sell those here. And I was very excited.
Rush.
But as soon as I got to the place from the airport, they take you in a shuttle to like the rental car place, like everywhere pretty much. And I realized I was like, something feels weird. I forgot my cell phone at the airport.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
oh
so
boy.
I went back into the rental car place and they're so nice. They're like, everything okay? And I was like, actually, I think I forgot my phone. So he calls it and somebody answers.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, we found this phone. It's at the airport. No worries. He's like, it's cool. Our shuttle goes back and forth literally like every 10 minutes. He'll be back in 10 minutes with it.
Okay.
They came back with my phone. Perfect. So I get in the car and it was interesting because just a normal little car. You drive on the same side of the road. All the rules are the same, but the signs are different because we have like deer crossing. And in some places you might have bear crossing or whatever. There, the crossing signs are like monkeys.
Yeah.
And those things that look like tropical armadillos.
tropical armadillo.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. I
want to know.
One
yeah,
ran
I'm,
by me.
I'm very interested
it was
in
so
what
interesting
tropical
looking.
Armadillo is.
Yeah, I'll figure out the name of it and I'll let you know.
Okay,
and
right.
So I was like, this is so cool. And then I heard, boom, boom. And I was like, what the hell was
oh,
that?
Oh, no.
There's random little speed bumps on their roads oh. everywhere. And that, like, they don't take care of the roads quite like we do, which is what people really, like, warn you about in a way that makes you feel kind of afraid. It's just that they haven't painted these speed bumps in years, so they're now the same color as the concrete. And man, I hit so many of those going like 40 kilometers, whatever that means.
Whatever that
words.
Means.
Okay. Yeah. Numbers.
Who knows?
Math isn't real.
Just and make sure that the number on the sign matches the number on your dash.
Yep. And then I, and they paint like the speed limits on the road. So if you're not paying attention, it's only like every 20 miles or whatever they're going to call them, their kilometers.
It's so, really, it's only every 20 kilometers.
Yeah, that's, that seems unlikely, but
the
okay.
Only time that they're there and
the only
they
time
haven't
I saw
painted
them.
Ever.
But I kept hitting these speed bumps and I was like, dang. So I was really thankful when there were people in front of me because they'd slow down and be like, okay, I think there's a speed bump here. So I'd hit it at like regular speed. But that was really the only issue until I got to my hotel and I thought, man, a cup of Costa Rican coffee sounds great. So I walked to this little cafe that's close to my little hostel I was staying in. And I was like, this is awesome. And then I got all the way back to my hostel because it's like a 10-minute walk there and then a 10-minute walk back. And I thought, something feels weird again. I left my purse.
Oh, my gosh.
So within 10 hours, I had forgotten my phone at the airport and my purse at the coffee shop. And when I walked back to the coffee shop, this guy, Marcus, who was working there, he's very nice. He was trying to teach me some Spanish based off of what little I knew. And he was like, you can't forget things like this. And I looked, I was like, mm-hmm. Thanks, Marcus. Great tip.
That's one to grow on.
Gracias, Marcus.
I'll be 37 this month. I know these things.
I was taught by a Costa Rican man not to leave my purse and cell phone behind.
So thank you, buddy. And thanks for all the people who had to help me throughout that whole week where I just kept forgetting really important things. And that's what it's like to travel solo and probably why people don't love traveling with me in
Did
general.
Did you?
Yeah, no, that's what it's like to travel solo when you're you.
Yeah.
And pay apparently zero attention to your personal belongings and speed bumps.
Yeah, it was crazy though. Because
like this town has some speed bumps that aren't painted and usually you can see them if you're looking at the road.
But you know what's great is I had printed out my a copy of my license and a copy of my passport in case I had, you know, forgotten things. But then I forgot those here on the printer.
Jesus.
Maylin and Tommy texted me.
Okay, so just randomly here, all of your deepest personal information is available.
Like Tommy or Maylin could have stolen my information when I left. They were like, hey, did you mean to forget these? I was like, nope. Please tear those up.
Did you mean to? Yep, I meant to print them out for other people in case, you know, they have to identify someone.
So.
Is the animal, the tropical armadillo.
Yeah.
Is it a
please be something
pangolin.
That doesn't look like one.
Pangolin?
Mm-hmm.
Pangling?
No, pangolin.
Animal. Let me see.
Pangolin.
Pangolins
yes!
are. Is it really? Or
I
is
think...
it a tapir? T-A-P-I-R.
Those have like an aardvark snout, don't they? A tapir?
There was some sort of critter that ran past you in one of your videos, and I was like, what
yes,
is that thing?
Yeah.
What is it?
Tell
I
me.
Don't know.
I think
no
it's a
idea.
Tapir.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm right. saying it right. Tapir?
I think that's
I've always said tapir.
So that's not the first one looked more like what we were talking about. The tapir tapir thing.
Yeah.
I didn't see one of those.
Okay.
But man, the animals there were weird.
Oh, somebody said they searched tropical armadillos and what they have in Costa Rica is what they call armadillos.
It would be tropical, though.
It would be. I
mean,
in
so
the
you
same way,
wrong.
It would be like a tropical gas station.
Turns out it was just an armadillo.
It's an armadillo wearing a coconut bra. That's what makes it tropical.
How did you know that?
I've seen pictures from abroad.
Oh, my goodness.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.